Joining me now is the Detroit Police Chief, James Craig. Sir, thank you so much. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, in the face of all of the violence that we've seen across the country and these incidents, there are, I think, 20 police chiefs now who have resigned. And you have also been called on to resign. And I just want to point out that that one of those individuals in Rochester, Laurent Singletary of Rochester, said that he was going to step down. Tonight, we just learned that the mayor there has decided that she's not going to let him do that. He's been fired. So he is now out as well. Why do you resist leaving when so many have just said they just can't take it anymore?
You know, I got to tell you, Martha, it's clear to me what's really going on. It's not about who the police chief is sitting in the seat, whether the police chief is black, whether he's white, Asian, male, female. It's deeper than that. If you talk against this group, you must go. That's their attitude. I've taken a firm stand here in Detroit. I've been supported by Detroiters. Let me just say, Detroiters want them gone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not leaving. They have to leave. And I've said it publicly, both locally and nationally, and I'm going to hold my ground because our men and women who serve deserve much better than this. And I got to say, Martha, if I can, please. I just want to pray for those two officers out, the Los Angeles County Sheriffs. I spent 28 years of my career in the LAPD. And so it's despicable. I'm angry about it. A coward who's part of this whole agenda. That's what's going on today. We need to call it what it is.
Yeah. A while back, I interviewed the person in charge of Black Lives Matter in Greater New York. And he has said that, you know, once if a black person becomes a cop, they're no longer a black person. They're blue. What would you say to him if you had the opportunity?
That's ridiculous. I've been an African-American male all my life. I started in this business 44 years ago, 10 years after civil unrest in the city of Detroit. I've been a proud African-American. I rose through the ranks. Nobody gave me anything. So for him to say that, who does he call? Who does his family call when they need help? They call the police.